Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and this week I will be discussing the impact of theft. I cannot say I've had a great deal of experience with folks stealing from my family or me. While we did have a few years ago a babysitter who stole an item or two from each of the rooms in our home. Strange when you can't find a couple CDs from your alphabetized music collection. Stranger still when your wife can't find her shower razor in the shower. Let's just say our babysitter had some issues. Last week, a thief broke into an apartment of my daughter's boyfriend in Portland. The thief went through the family room stealing their backpacks, computers, and textbooks, and then went into their bedroom while they slept and stole wallets and the keys to my daughter's Honda Fit, and thus her car disappeared into the nether sphere. As we are to soon find out, Portland is now the number one city in the nation for car theft. I'm just thankful my daughter and boyfriend didn't wake up to confront the thief and get injured or killed in the process. But it doesn't make it any easier for this young couple who lost thousands of dollars of items, their car, and had some creep staring at them while they slept. How they managed their last year of pre-med classes while still having to live in that apartment? Well, let's just say they both have some PTSD. In talking with local folks, we're having this same issue here in Humboldt. An individual who worked in the jail told me these thieves just seem to be addicted to the rush of the big steal. And of course, California pretty much has a catch-and-release policy for nonviolent crime. Now, I don't know what we do with those who commit auto theft. The days of old had folks hung for stealing a man's horse. Not sure if they did that for a woman's horse. I'm sure more than a few innocent folks were hung, so I can't say I'm a proponent of stringing up the thieves. But you sure feel that way when someone steals from you. Some countries like Saudi Arabia just chop off an arm or two. I would think that would be a serious deterrent. But once again, it doesn't seem an appropriate punishment for the crime. And then locking up folks and throwing away the key just doesn't seem economically feasible. So I guess I'd just recommend we go back to using chain gangs and we come up with the most sorry work we can come up with. Here's my short list of chores I think thieves should be doing. Let's start with cleaning out septic tanks. I hate cleaning out my septic tank. Shovel rocks, lots and lots of rocks. Clean the Pacific Seafood Plant as part of the night crew. I did this job back in my 20s, and I wouldn't wish that job on my worst enemy. Or maybe we just make the thieves wear the clothes of the folks that have to clean out the fish plants. Trust me, it would be a serious deterrent. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I don't like thieves. I bet you don't either. So let's have a community contest on chores for thieves and bring back the chain gangs of old. Will it stop thieves? Who honestly knows? But at this point, I think we should at least try something different. Or you can just wait to have your car stolen.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.